Tina and Joe Chaves can barely hold back their emotions when discussing the appliance business they started in 1980. It's not the refrigerators, washing machines and dryers that get them, although figuring out how to fix a wonky unit can certainly test one's patience. It's the community connections and generations of relationships built with customers over the past 44 years they're most grateful for. On May 31st, the Chaves will close the doors to City Appliances on Wellington Street in Galt one final time. "When you look back and think how old we were babies," Tina said with a laugh. "We really enjoyed working with the public and we're certainly going to miss that. It's hard to let go having worked 6 to 7 days a week for 44 years. To call the beginnings of the business humble would be selling the story short." Not unlike today, Tina recalls the times being tough in the early 1980s. She was working an office job at the time Joe entered the service business under the guidance of a friend. He was making a whopping $50 per week, not to earn a living but as a way to gain experience. From there, Joe branched off on his own using his little car and a toolbox to build what would become a go-to appliance store in the region. "I like to meet people. Tina says I'm a blabber," Joe said with a smile. "This was hard work. Offers have come up over the years from people who wanted to buy the business, but the Chaves never budged. As a family business, with their son Brad working in service and their daughter also involved at one time, it was never an option to sell." "We wouldn't sell," Joe said. "Our kids worked for us for 20 years, we owe them a lot. The business isn't completely disappearing as Brad and his wife Angie will still be running the service side. With current economic times putting pressure on small businesses, Tina has advice for those wanting to be their own boss." "You certainly have to be dedicated in small business," Tina said. "Things again are getting tough. You really have to put in your time and love what you're doing because you can't go to work every day not wanting to be there." As the time ticks away leading up to closing day, it's the overwhelming community support the family will hold dear as they enter the next chapter of their lives. "That has been the biggest joy of this, working with the public," Tina said. "It shows because generations come back. We really appreciate the loyal customers we've had over all these years."